This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
The New Japan Purocast is proudly sponsored by GaijinCollectibles.com, your number one source for Japanese wrestling merchandise shipped straight from Japan to your mailbox. Check out their selection of in-stock merch like t-shirts, action figures, magazines, trading cards, or use their purchasing service to order items from Japanese websites like the New Japan Shop. Like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter, GaijinCollectibles.com. All right, everyone, welcome to this week's edition of the New Japan Purocast, your weekly audio source for all things in the world of New Japan Pro Wrestling. My name is Colin Miller, being joined alongside, as always, by Mr. Damon McDonald. It is Sunday afternoon, September 3rd, and Damon, we are on the road to destruction. We've got two Korakuen Hall shows coming up on September 7th and September 9th, and the first Destruction show is taking place next Sunday, September 10th, in Fukushima, with a main event of Minoru Suzuki versus Michael Elgin for the NEVER title, and lots of good stuff to talk about on today's return of the Purocast.
Yeah, we had a little vacation. I'm sorry, I'm digging through my Snapchats here. A lot of nonsense going on here, Colin Miller, for a Sunday morning.
Snapchat. Look,
I'm on Snapchat.
How old are you?
I know, exactly. Trust me, I feel the same way a lot. I'm like, but you know, listen, there's nonsense to be had. By the way, it's Damon. What am I, Colin? Do you know what I am? Damon Purocast, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Damon Purocast. That's what it is. Just all one thing together. So follow me. Send me pictures of nonsense that you're up to. So anyway, yeah, we took a little time off. You had a little birthday celebration. You, from what I understand, you got a couple eight balls and you stayed up all night. Is that correct? Is that an accurate description?
Hey, listen, I don't appreciate you spreading these sensationalized rumors.
Fake news? Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, here? Fake news, sullying my good name. I will not stand for that. No, seriously, though, it was a pleasant birthday. You know, I like to keep it low key. You know me, Damon, I'm a Mr. Low Key, not to be confused with the wrestler. Low Key, who I believe is still active.
He is. He had some problems with New Japan, by the way.
I heard.
I was recently reading some stuff of him speaking on nonsense. Yeah, I mean, he ruined a relationship, basically, from what I was reading. Okay, so go ahead. Birthday. Give me the nuts and the bolts of a birthday celebration for Colin Miller. What does that consist of?
The nuts and the bolts of a birthday celebration for me. You know, it's just wake up, spend some time with family, grill out a little bit, have a few drinks, you know, watch Game of Thrones. That's a day for me, man. I don't require much.
Wow, you are basic. You really are low maintenance. You really are. I mean, that's a Tuesday morning for me. You know what I mean? Like a birthday. We're going hard.
Listen, I'm just happy that I'm alive. I'm right. Breathing. I'm doing a New Japan podcast right now. We've got it's the fall, my favorite time of year. We've got some easy shows coming up. You know what more could you ask for in life, really?
Well, look, you know, I think
a lot.
yes, I'm very demanding. I'm slightly toxic, from what I understand, Colin. But
I don't know where you heard that from.
From you, you son of a. No, of course.
Did I say those words?
No, you didn't say those words, but I said those words, and you just laughed. And to me, that's an affirmation.
Was that an insinuation on my part?
Yes. I believe so. I believe, and I believe the words were, I don't want you anywhere near any of my family members, I believe is what you said.
Wow, Damon, peeling back the curtain here. Breaking the fourth wall.
That's all right. Listen, I don't think we don't have many walls on the show.
No.
But look, to answer your question, yes, we did take a little week off. We're rapidly approaching that 100th show. I don't know what we're going to do special, Colin. We got to find something to do that's special. And I don't know what the fuck that's going to be, but I think we got to celebrate in some way. Maybe we can do like guests and maybe just have some recorded spots. I don't know. I'm talking out my ass because we're never going to do this. But yeah, I think it's pretty weird. We're doing, but this is show what, 98, right?
This is actually show number 99, if you can believe that.
Fuck, really? So the next one's 100?
Yeah, the next episode, which is...
That's usually what it means, 99, next one's 100. Okay.
Yeah, usually, you know, I'm not that good with math either. But yeah, that's the next logical step. And next Sunday, we'll be reviewing the first Destruction show. So that will be our 100th episode.
Wow, unbelievable. Time flies when you're having fun.
It really does.
All right, so there really wasn't a lot to talk about last week, right? It didn't feel like we missed anything of any significance. I mean, coming off that G1, that post-G1 hangover, if you will, and now on to Destruction. And you know what? I looked over these shows. There's three of them, correct? There's three of these Destruction
shows. That is
shows.
Correct.
And we always say, why are they stretching this out? They could probably put this all on one show. And again, we know the reasons why. Business is good, and we're going to, you know, we're going to get as much as we can out of them.
Business is a booming.
Right. So it's – but looking at these shows, they're not half bad shows.
I don't think so.
I don't think so at all. And even the always fun are the shows, the Road 2 shows that lead up to these Destruction shows. You just mentioned it before we hit the record button. Oh, we got to look forward to those elimination tags, man.
Yes, I'm pretty excited about that. We have two of them, one on the 7th and one on the 9th from Corican.
Those are fun fucking matches. They always are fun fucking matches. And again, they harken back to the days of the 80s and the early 90s when they had those elimination matches where, you know, some of the most famous pro wrestling ever with Choshu and Inoki and all those guys. And those elimination matches were fantastic. So, you know, you try and capture some of that energy with these, and again, they're just fun matches. I always enjoy them. So yeah, when you said that I don't know if I was necessarily looking forward to these before hearing that, but now hearing that, I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do this. So that should be fun.
Before we dig into those shows, I just want to mention that, apparently there was a lot of fantastic pro wrestling going on last week. I don't know if you heard anything about that What Culture tournament. Will Ospreay and Rey Mysterio had a great match. Will Ospreay and Kushida had a great match in the final. I didn't get a chance to check any of those matches out yet, but I heard it was some quality pro wrestling, as should be expected from talent of that caliber.
Yeah, I heard that was decent. More than decent, I heard it was really good. Also, Elgin and Juice and I think Kojima are down in Mexico.
Really?
Yes. And apparently they've been having some pretty decent matches down there as well. So yeah, while it's not New Japan per se, it doesn't – a lot of good stuff going on all over the world with New Japan guys, you know, kind of stepping front, you know, in other promotions and kicking ass. And last night, if I'm not mistaken, was Bola, right?
Battle of Los Angeles currently going on this weekend. And there's also a Michinoku event taking place at Korakuen tonight.
It's
Taka Michinoku's 25th anniversary match. And the main event for that sounds kind of fun, actually. It's Kota Ibushi and Taka Michinoku versus Okada and Ghetto.
Huh. I didn't know that main event. Okay. Ibushi and Taka Michinoku.
Yeah, it's Ibushi and Michinoku versus Okada and Ghetto.
Huh. That's got to be airing somewhere, right? Somebody's going to have that.
I assume that is going to be on NJPWWorld.com. If not live, then eventually.
I'm trying to think back. I can't remember if any of his other shows have ever been on the network.
The one from, I think it was the 28th, I believe, was on NJPW World because I saw that Kevin Kelly was live tweeting during it.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. He had a boring night. He's like texting his friends, "Hey, you want to hang out?" "Nah, I can't." And winds up watching this fucking show.
I'm watching the Tai Chi show.
And then hopefully it'll be on the network. And then if not, I'm sure it'll be on like on a Samurai or something.
On the network right now? And I don't know if this is region locked. A lot of the content on there is, but I saw that they added the Global Wars UK shows, which was the I think it was Cody versus Sonata.
Huh, okay. Yeah, sometimes those things are region locked, and that's somewhat depressing.
Yeah, they need to do away with that nonsense.
Look, people are going to – here's the problem with that in a nutshell. People are going to find ways to watch it regardless, and I know that the companies are hoping that you shell out the bucks to for their service, and you know, they're trying to make a living too, and I get that and all, but I don't know. Sometimes stuff like that shoots people in the foot, you know. I'm not sitting here saying you should go out and find strange ways to watch, but people do. You can't be ignorant of that fact that people are going to do that. I don't know. I wish there could be something that they could work out with New Japan to make that happen. Because here's the thing: at this point, I'm paying for New Japan World. I'm paying for IPTV, which, you know, basically Japanese channels. I don't even know if I'm fucking paying for the WWE network at this point. I really don't. I haven't watched it in so long.
I just renewed my subscription to that last weekend, I think. Yeah.
I'm sitting here right now telling you, like, I might as well just try and log in because I haven't been in there in months. I'd like to see if I still pay for that. And then, you know, there's a million others.
By the way, I just clicked on one of the Global Wars UK links.
Yeah.
And I get the message that this is not available in your region.
Yeah, fuck. Well, look, I mean, was that RevPro who was doing those shows, or was that who's doing those shows? Do we remember?
This is, let's see here.
Like, do I have to get that Fight Network thing to watch this shit? Like, how am I watching this stuff? How would I go about watching this? I don't know. We'll figure that out. But, I just don't, you know, $10. It's not the $10 that's the problem. Let's be truthful. That's not the problem. It's the fact that you're buying, you know, 10 different networks, and that winds up being what you're paying for cable anyway.
This is Ring of Honor, by the way.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, how stupid of me. Yes, of course, that's Ring of Honor. So, well, here's the thing with the Ring of Honor. If I'm not mistaken, you sign up, you're a fan club member. You do get early access to tickets. So every time when I know tickets are going on sale, that's when I sign up. And then, you know, you get the early access to the ticket. So that's – so there are lots of times where I become members of that. But, yeah, it's just another thing you got to pay for. And it just adds up after a while. And pretty soon it's like, oh, Christ, I'm spending $100 and a month on streaming services. You know, it's like that Fight Network. I keep calling it the Fight Network, but you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right? Well, they got that partnership with All Japan now, right? They're starting to air some of their content. Plus, they have all the others that they work with. It's a lot. Stardom has their own thing, right? Don't they? DDT has their own network.
Yep. Stardom,
DDT.
Fucking
network.
I know, right? I feel like I wish that everything was just on one service.
Yeah, I know,
just
me too.
Every single promotion. We need to work on that.
We need a Pro Wrestling This Week type thing.
Right? Yeah, like,
well, you know what? They do in Japan. They have that show on Samurai TV, and it's basically like a sports center for Japanese pro wrestling.
That is awesome.
It is really awesome. I mean, and you're watching fucking shit you'll never watch. You're watching like Guts and watching, you know, Basara and watching, you know, all these different highlights and clips from all these shows, and it's an everyday show. So I'll wake up at like, you know, what, 11? Wait a minute, I'm not waking up at 11. I'm waking up at like
11.
7. But it's on at like 11 my time, right? So the new show comes out like 11 o'clock my time, whatever time it is in there, Tokyo. And it's great. It's like a sports center. I would love to have something like that. But of course, that'll never happen because nobody can get along with anybody and everybody's ready to fucking cut everybody's throats. So, pro wrestling.
Hey, I have a question for you. Is it just me? Maybe my perception is wrong, but I feel like there is a buzz going on in Japan with a lot of promotions. Like, for example, we had that All Japan show on the 27th that a lot of people are talking about.
We didn't even mention that.
And also, I feel like Noah is getting more of a buzz again. Eddie Edwards, the new GHC heavyweight champion, he's going to have that match with Mara Fuji on October the 1st, which I'm really looking forward to. I used to be a really big fan of the American Wolves back in the ROH days, actually, like 2010. I want to say, like, I thought that they were one of the best tag teams, like, in the world at one point. So that really piqued my curiosity when I saw Eddie Edwards as the new champ.
You got to catch that Sumo Hall show, that All Japan Sumo Hall show.
Yes.
I heard was, you know, tremendous. I have not yet watched it, so I can't give you my thumbs up, thumbs down. But everybody that I've talked to. And everybody has mentioned to me that you got to sit down and watch that.
And Meltzer wrote about it like in detail, which is pretty rare for him to do about All Japan shows lately.
Yeah, because here's the thing: All Japan right now is, I don't want to say it's hot, but it's
building. Heating up.
Yeah, it really is, and there is interest. And again, I said on a previous show here, I'm starting to sweat getting fucking All Japan tickets. I mean, when I go over there, it was like All Japan would have two shows back to back at Korakuen. They'd have a show like on the 2nd of January and like the 3rd, right? And usually they're both afternoon shows. So they would run the afternoon and like Big Japan would run night. And they were easy to get. I mean, you could get them the day of the show and have no problem getting ringside seats. There's nobody there. I don't know, these fucking guys are selling out Korakuen or getting big houses, like 17, 18. I sound like the guy fucking making a count out. 17, 18,
19.
19.
Oh.
So it's like they're doing well, and that's good. That's only good. You know, there's only good that comes from that. So anyway, yeah, Meltzer talking about it. And Meltzer even mentioned the Real Hero Archive, which I thought was pretty funny.
Oh, did he do that?
Yeah, he tweeted it out. Yeah. Meltzer did. So, listen, I know Meltzer is all up in that archive.
He has to be. So.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there are a million people. Like, let's be truthful. I mean, now it's kind of common knowledge how people can get access to these shows, you know, if they really wanted to. But by and large, you know, even the wrestlers themselves will hit up Eric and be like, dude, when is this show going to air? You know, like the show that I just wrestled on. When is that airing? Because I want to, you know, see these things or have these things. Like there's guys that everybody knows that hit up Eric all the time that work for All Japan, that used to work for Noah, that would hit him up all the time looking for the shows. Anyway, long and the short of it is that, yeah, All Japan looking pretty well. And it's good stuff. That's only good things come from that.
What about Noah? Any thoughts on that?
Wasn't that weird? I woke up to that news. I was like, I like Eddie Edwards. Don't get me wrong. But I just thought that was a real weird fucking choice. Like, you wake up to that news and you're like, of all people, Eddie Edwards?
You know what it is, though? I feel like those two guys, Eddie Edwards and like Davey Richards, once they signed with TNA and left Ring of Honor, like, they completely dropped off the radar for me. Because I don't want to, you know, step on anybody's toes here, but who's watching TNA?
Not many. I mean, listen, I'll be truthful. I can't watch it. I just can't. I don't have the patience for it.
So I literally haven't seen either of those guys wrestle since, like, 2010, 2011?
That's everybody. And when TNA was throwing around these stupid, ridiculous contracts, right? Like a guy like Moose, like to me, Moose was on a fast track, and like I know he got the Brinks truck backed up to him to sign for TNA. But I just think, man, you're literally going into an abyss at that point, right?
He would have been such a big hit in Japan too. I feel if he would have stayed there,
he was on a fast track, man. Like, he was absolutely primed and geared for big things, I thought. You know, the way it looked to me, And you know, the sky was his limit. And fuck, sign with TNA. Hey, speaking of, I know we're all over the fucking map and we're barely talking New Japan, but and we will, kids, don't worry. I feel like I'm on the flagship show right now. Talking every pro.
this is the All Japan Noah Purocast right
yeah,
now.
I'm fucking Joe Lanza talking about haircuts and shit.
I just got a haircut.
Did you fresh cut?
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, fresh cut. Looking handsome. Looking, you know, the only thing that's missing. I think you know what it is.
The leather jacket.
That's right. That's right.
One day.
This fall. One day. This fall.
All right.
I'm telling you.
All right. And don't get one of those. Get a real one. Don't get like. I mean, I don't mean like real leather. I mean, get the faux leather because you don't want to hurt the animals.
Right.
Like a real like leather jacket. Like not like a. You know what I mean? You want a, like a real. Leather jacket.
How do you feel about leather jackets that are like a bit long? That like
no.
Okay.
No, you want it waist. You want it your waist. Hmm. You're a fit guy. You don't want to.
I'm healthy.
Yes, you're fit. You fucking do it right. Get one of those real fucking biker type jackets, man. Come on, do it right. Don't fuck around with that. All right. Where are we here, Colin?
One last thing about this Michinoku Pro show. I have to mention this because this sounds like the greatest match of all time. I've got to see this. This is going to be so great. Okay. So they are having like a first generation Michinoku Pro match, and it's going to have the Great Sasuke, Super Delphin, and Dick Togo facing Ricky Fuji, Kotaro Yoshino, and Dinosaur Takuma.
I mean,
Damon, Ricky Fuji. We've talked about Ricky Fuji before.
We probably talk about Ricky Fuji more than we talked about Akira Maeda.
Listen, he made quite the impression on me when I first saw the Super J Cup many, many moons ago.
Yeah,
the music and that jacket.
Yeah, the jacket.
Oh my god, this match is going to be so good.
Wow. I'm frightened by that the idea of that match in 2017.
Oh,
to be quite honest,
what an age we live in.
Oh, I tell you, you know what? I might have to watch this show.
Same here.
We might have to talk about this fucking show. When is the show?
This is September 4th.
Okay.
Today is September 3rd, so it's going to be happening late tonight, early tomorrow morning.
All right, so we're a little late now, but I think we got to talk about this show.
I think we might have to.
I really think we're going to have to talk about this fucking nonsense show. Wow. All right. Look, I'm down. Let's do it. You know, why not? You know, it's the main event is crazy.
Yeah. Bushi and Taka and Okada and Ghetto.
They don't have any type of, like, I'm really trying to think back of like, they have no connection in any way. This is just like a random pairing, right?
Yeah, but considering the fact that it's a Bushi, it almost does.
Makes sense.
Makes sense because it's Ibushi.
Right.
Ibushi's like, I'm going to go to Orlando and work a few matches, and then I'm going to come back and wrestle under a mask.
And then I'm going to wrestle for Kaiju Big Battle.
Right. Ibushi's just the ultimate free spirit.
He really is he is a nut. Oh, he would be fun to hang out with, you think, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Him standing out on top of cars, lighting off fireworks and shit.
I think that him and Tanahashi should form a tag team now. And the gimmick is that they're twins.
I swear to God. It's like I saw that haircut, man. I was like, what in the fuck is going on? And he's doing a movie, right?
Right.
That's what I heard. So he's doing some film, which is good for him. But yeah, I saw that haircut. And I was like, fuck me. What is he thinking?
This is like his Metallica load period.
right. Exactly. That's a good analogy. That's very good. Yeah, I was like, what in the fuck? Yeah, it's very almost soccer mommy haircut.
I think he looks good with it. Call me crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't mind
Call
it.
Call me maybe.
Hey.
All right. Let's talk pro wrestling.
Yeah, let's talk some New Japan here. First thing I think we should talk about, since we're so excited about them, are these elimination matches that are coming up on the 7th and the 9th. So let's talk about the first one from Korakuen, September 7th. And it is going to be, on one side we have a Chaos team. So it's Rocky Romero, Will Ospreay,
okay.
Toru Yano, Tomohiro Ishii, and Kazuchika Okada taking on all of LIJ.
Okay. Well, look, It feels like these are matches that we've seen before, right? They definitely are. Elimination style does make it much more interesting. And, you know, we've said it 1,000 times here that, you know, they have these type of matches down pat, L.I.J., right? These type of multi-man tags. So, and even with the added spice of evil, kind of step in front, you know, and being right now, I don't think there's any argument to be had. He's number two in L.I.J. And of course Naito with the briefcase. Yeah, should be fucking interesting, right? I think it should be fun.
I'm saying that Evil is going to clothesline Okada over the top, and Ishii is going to eliminate Naito. Do I want to pick Ishii as my sole survivor here?
Huh.
I might.
It's not a bad call, actually.
You know, going into the big briefcase battle in October at King of Pro Wrestling.
All right.
That's my favorite pay-per-view, by the way, in New Japan.
I was actually talking to Eric, and we're like, we're kind of – it's starting to get into that that miserable time of the year where a million people are hitting us up for, you know, fucking Tokyo Dome shit. It's like, again, I want to reiterate to people, I can't fucking help you get tickets. I'm sorry. We're kind of in the same boat as everybody else. So any connections that we have usually can't help us, right? So I have we have a guy in that lives in Tokyo who listens to this show, who was a total fucking sweetheart, by the way.
God bless him.
Yeah, Ludwig. Special shout out to him. So he's helping us as much as he can. We have some other people that are in the mix, but like the usual suspects that you would think that the Pure cast would lean on, they can't fucking help. So we can't get these tickets anyway. The long and the short of it is, Colin, is that, you know, we were talking like, when would we want to go again? You know, like Eric was talking like Champions Carnival might be something that he would want to go to. All Japan, again, heating up. But King of Pro Wrestling was awesome with the conversation. And you're right. It is always a great show. Always a great show. So I just thought I'd bring that up. We're talking about doing that instead of maybe the Dome. But I said, here's the thing I said. I was like, you're not going to go to the Dome, right? And you're going to sit home and you're going to see pictures of all your friends at the fucking Dome and you're going to jump off a bridge, right? It's not going to go well. He's like, just, you're going to the Dome. Shut your mouth.
Are you talking this year? Going to King of Pro Wrestling?
No, yeah, I can't do it all. I can't do it all. I'm going to fucking London, dude, in like...
What?
In like less than a month. Yeah.
Jesus, 10 vacation a year at McDonald's. I'll tell you what, it must be something.
You got to negotiate that. You got to lay out what your demands are. Listen, when you're fucking great at what you do, you lay it out. This is what I need. You want me to work for you? This is what I need. I haven't mentioned London only because in a strange way, I'm not sure if I really want to do anything pro wrestling wise. Like there's no Rev Pro show. There's no,
if there was a York Hall show going on, you'd be there. You always talk about that being on your bucket list.
Yeah, you're probably fucking right.
I should be going to London. That's where like most of my heritage comes from.
All right. Well, get on a plane.
Actually, I want to go to Ireland first, truth be told.
Yeah, I that's on the bucket list. I haven't been to Ireland. But yeah, I'm going to London. This would be like the fourth or fifth time I've been there. So I don't know. It's kind of like, do I want to do would anybody give a shit? Like, would anybody want to come out and have a couple beers in London?
No.
You don't think so?
No, of course I do. I'm sure there'd be plenty of listeners, actually, who would fancy hoisting a pint of Guinness with one of their favorite podcast hosts.
I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about that coming up. So, yeah, it's like the end of September, the beginning of October. I'm going to be in London. So, maybe we'll sort something out like that. Nothing official. It'll be like, Colin, tweet out that I'm here and fucking if anybody shows up, great.
I'm not giving you the Twitter.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Because
I'll be getting a text at 4 o'clock in the morning. Colin. Change the password.
I made a horrible judgment call.
Have fun in Tokyo. Have fun at All Japan.
Have fun at All Japan. I'll be dead. All right.
Back to this match, though.
That's night one. What else is on that show, Colin?
Let's skim through this show here. We've got Young Lions, Umino versus Yagi.
Right.
That'll be entertaining.
Yeah.
Kitamura and Nagata versus Oka and Nakanishi. Oh, I can't wait for that match, actually. Anytime it's Kitamura and like Nakanishi in the same ring. And
those two fucking bulls.
Oh man, and Oka and the guy. Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, that's a big boy match right there.
That is.
It's a big boy, and it's Nagata and who is it? It's Nagata and Nakanishi.
No. It's okay. So it's Kitamura and Nagata.
Okay.
Versus Oka and Nakanishi.
Oh, all right. So they split up those the dads.
Looks like okay. It.
All right. Interesting. All right, we'll see what happens there. All right, I'm down. I like the big hoss match. What else we got?
Another big 10-man tag here. Not an elimination match as far as I know. So it's Kawato, Ricochet, Taguchi, Finley, and Makabe, or Makabe.
Oh, I like that team.
Yeah, that's a good team.
Give me that again.
So it's Kawato.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite Young Lion.
Yeah, my favorite.
Yeah. Ricochet.
Uh-huh.
You know him.
I do.
Taguchi, David Finley. And Togi Makabe taking on.
I kind of like that team.
We'll get a load of this team though.
Right. Oh,
it is a Suzuki Goon team. So we got Taka Michinoku, Tai Chi, the greatest entrance in New Japan. Kanemaru, who recently celebrated his 21st anniversary of his career, I believe.
Wow, 21 years, huh?
Yeah, 21 years.
Remember at Dash, I was like, it's a Young Lion. They joined Suzuki.
Oh, my God. We got raked over the coals for that shit. I'll never forgive you for that one.
Well, listen, we had a lot to drink. One, and then two, but somebody said, like, you couldn't make out who it was because it was just chaos. And plus, Suzuki was standing right in front of me. So I was just like, all right, I was kind of fixated on that. And you couldn't really see. You knew Davey Boy Smith. You knew Lance Archer hit the ring.
Yeah.
You knew all that. But you couldn't. There were other people that were in the ring, and you couldn't really make it out. And I'm kind of like, "Who is that?" And somebody had said, "It was a Young Lion." And then, yeah. So then I just assumed it was a Young Lion. And
to be fair, really. I went along with it.
You did, absolutely. And I totally fucking shit the bed on that. So I deserved every bit of that boot stomping. From that.
That was awesome, nonsense. Though.
That was awesome. That's just one of those moments where you're just like, "Ah, go ahead, swing away, swing away, internet." I deserved it.
Yeah. So anyway, it's Taka, Tai Chi, Kenamaro, and Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Lance Archer.
Huh. Okay.
Should be a fun match, I think.
I think that's going to be a really good match, actually.
Absolutely.
I'm actually excited for that one. I like that first team a lot. I like that first team a lot.
I'm telling you, these shows are going to be a lot of fun altogether.
Yeah, I mean, it's. You know, they beat the shit out of Cork and with these multi-man tags. You know, it's – you know, I was thinking about this the other day with the multi-man tags. It you know, on one hand, it's brutal in the sense of, man, it feels like you see these just all the time. But it really does make those singles matches that much more special. You know, you think about, like, just singles matches on shows, you're not getting them all the time. You know, it's not like every, you know, fucking there's like, it's an amazing thing when in a promotion where a singles match, they've gone so far as to just make a singles match mean so much. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah,
to
you
me.
Can't really say that about any other promotion. And I kind of laugh sometimes when there are new fans of New Japan that are first tuning in and they're kind of like wondering why there are so many tag matches going on. you know right. What I mean? They're kind of confused about that, but
yeah, I mean, but you can see that you can kind of understand why they might think that. But
I think that they serve two main purposes, though. Number one, to build up to these single matches and make them all the more special, and number two, man, it kind of saves the guys some energy, you know. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, and even you know, it's not like they're you know, in a house show in the middle of Des Moines, Iowa. You know, it's, you know, they're still working pretty hard, not as hard as they would necessarily in a singles match. Yeah, and it does conserve their bodies considerably.
They're at Cork in here, so.
Right. But, you know, it's, it is amazing, you know. But here's the thing, too. I think one of the biggest faults as North American fans is that, and especially if you're new to the product of New Japan or even, you know, most Japanese pro wrestling, is that we don't really have the patience for the slow burn, right? Sometimes, you know, we're so used to just everything happening and almost happening for no reason with a lot of the North American promotions, that it's like, you know, it's such a culture shock that, you know, you're just not used to it. So I can kind of understand why people question it, but in hindsight, it, you know, it is a good thing. Sometimes it's a little tough getting through some of these, but not in this case. I think these shows so far sound pretty good.
Especially if you're used to WWE, a promotion who does things right away. Like there's no saving anything. It's just,
right.
Fuck it. We're doing Cena and Reigns next month at No Mercy. Damn it.
Right. And then, you know, and then not for nothing, he changes his mind the next day and then fucking SmackDown, it's on.
Right.
And again, I don't know why I'm walking on fucking eggshells. You know, we all know who
we're just say it.
Yeah, all right.
I got no problem talking about them.
Listen, I don't want it to be that. I know a lot of people hate when we do that, though. A lot of people kind of fucking get...
We're not saying anything that's not true, though. They do things immediately.
They do, right. Exactly. I don't think there's any... Here's the thing. That's just what they are. And I'm not even saying it's good or bad.
No, it just is.
Just saying it is what it is. Right, exactly. It just is. Absolutely correct. All right, what else is on this New Japan Korakuen show, Colin?
Actually, there's a lot of fun matches on here. So we have a six-man tag, and it's Beretta, Yoshihashi, and Hiroki Goto taking on Chase Owens, Yujiro Takahashi, and Bad Luck Fale.
I think the significant thing here is Trent without Brock. For the first time, right?
Yeah, Trent's first endeavor into the heavyweight division here in New Japan.
Interesting, right?
Yeah, very interesting.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
So who's on the other side? It's Chase, Fale, and who?
It's Chase, Fale, and our boy Yujiro.
So, I mean, looking at it, you kind of would think that Chase would take the fall, right?
Or Yujiro.
Okay, so do you think this is a Trent win? Because I think just the opposite with the way New Japan does things. I kind of smell this as Trent taking the fall to kind of learn his, you know, the kind of, you know, he's not instantaneously a heavyweight. You know what I mean? It's not like he just put on 20 pounds of muscle and, you know.
Well, he is 6'6".
I know, seriously. He is the biggest fucking junior of all time. But I don't know, just the way that they do things, it just feels to me that this is a case of Trent taking the fall in his first attempt as a heavyweight.
Yeah, you know what? Well, yeah, it does make a lot of sense. And if that is going to happen, I think that Fale is certainly the guy to do it. And that's almost like Fale is almost like a good proving ground for Trent, you know, making his way into the heavyweight division. Because, like, if you can defeat Fale, then I think you're officially a heavyweight, right?
Oh, I would see, yeah. And that's a big win. I don't see Trent getting a win over Fale, do you?
In this tag match right here, no.
You think so?
Okay. No. Not in this tag match, but, like, you got me thinking, you know, down the line, you know, maybe Fale pins Beretta in this match, and then Beretta has something to prove. He's got to beat the big monster in order to prove to himself and to all the fans that he belongs in this heavyweight division. Yeah, I think that's a good angle to go with.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I'll bet one. I still owe you an American dollar, by the way. I still haven't sent it.
But, yes, so, you do.
My bad.
I want two Kennedy halves.
Really?
Yes.
I want two Buffalo nickels.
I want a Sacagawea golden Sacagawea coin.
That may be one of my favorite words, Sacagawea.
I used to collect them.
Coins?
Oh, yeah. I used to collect all of the quarters from all the different states.
Wow.
I think I even had like a map that I would put them in. I did. Yeah, I had a map.
Oh, so you had like the little cardboard thing?
Yeah. They were like little, little inserts that that you stick the coins in.
Wait.
I used to collect keychains too.
Do you still collect keychains?
I don't collect anything right now.
No?
No.
You collect phone numbers.
You
collect the digits. Saying. Wow, you were on fire as a kid.
Yeah.
Pro wrestling, metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But coins.
Yeah, coins. Right? I didn't go to my senior prom because I was watching SmackDown.
No way.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not the reason I didn't go, but I wasn't going to go anyway, but I specifically remember watching SmackDown the night of my prom.
Wow. Like you had intentions of not going, period. It's not like you stood somebody up and you're like, fuck it.
I wasn't going to fucking go to that.
I didn't go to my junior prom because I didn't have any money. Like we were fucking dirt poor. So I remember that day. Here's something that helped shape and mold Damon as an adult. I remember my friends like getting ready to go to the prom, and they were like they knew I wasn't going, and it was just like, you know, I just remember that awkward, all right guys, have fun, and they're like, they know I'm just gonna sit in the fucking house.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was a troubling time. But I went to my senior prom. I went to my senior prom with a very nice young lady who was very strangely enough, she was very popular, Colin. Very popular. She was a cheerleader.
What?
Imagine that.
Yeah. How did this happen?
So I think she liked, like, because I was Mr. you know, punk rock, new wave guy, right?
Right.
I should show you. I have a picture of me in high school. That I think you probably saw, and it's a split image. It's a picture of Justin Bieber, and he had this like I had kind of like a Nakamura haircut back in the day, like back in the 80s. I had a Nakamura haircut. It was like shaved on the side, and it was long, and it kind of covered up my face a little bit, but it was blonde.
You've got to send me this.
I probably send it to you in the next 10 seconds. I just got to look for the photo. Yeah. So I think she liked the idea of this kind of
this grimy prick.
Yeah, this fucking weirdo. You know, I think she kind of dug that. There was some, because I was the only one in. I can't say I was the only one, but I was like, it was either you were a metalhead, right, or you were what they call the preps. You know. So the preps were like the Z Cavaricis and the fucking, you know, that kind of shit. And the metalheads obviously wore their, you know, fucking Crocus t-shirt and, you know, and whatever.
Wow, I think this is the first Crocus reference on the PuroCast.
I might be.
That's okay with me.
All right. And then there was me with the fucking, you know, Smiths and the Cure and Depeche and all that nonsense. So I think she dug that idea. Like she dug the idea of this guy outside, and that lasted a little bit. Like I think it went over for like a year, maybe close to two. But again, that wears off somewhat quickly when they actually get to know who I am.
Oh, when they get to know the real you.
Yeah,
that's when the
yeah.
charm just sort of fades.
The charm really kind of, well, yeah, something. I don't know if it fades, Colin, but I think it wanes. Like it goes high and low again. I'm either at a 12 or I'm at a minus two. So it's kind of hard to deal with me at a minus two, but it's also equally hard to deal with me at a 12. Blah, 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 blah. No one gives a fuck. All right, let's talk wrestling.
Let's talk about the next tag match here, right, which is the team of War Machine and Juice. That's a good team. Taking on G.O.D. and Kenny Omega.
Hmm. Juice will probably come out with makeup, I think, right?
what did you say?
Juice is going to come out with war paint. Right,
I it wouldn't surprise me.
All right, I'm trying to picture this in my head, Colin. I'm trying to play it out in my head.
Okay,
with Omega on the other side and Juice.
I'm going to say here that Juice gets he hits the Pulp Friction on Tangaloa for the win.
No, I'm saying one of War Machine or one of G.O.D. pin War Machine to help lead up to. They're nonsense for the titles.
Yeah, that could happen too, but I don't know. I just feel like the Juice Omega match is more important, and that should kind of be the focus here. I don't know.
I agree, but you're kind of saving both those guys. You know what I mean? You don't want to give away the – like, you're not going to give Juice the win.
I just want to see Tangaloa take a fall. Is that all right?
That's fine by me. I'm perfectly content with that. But I think in that match you want to kind of save both those guys. You're going to have interaction, obviously, but I don't think either of those two guys are going to be necessarily in on the pinfall.
I'm fine with either, you know, outcome, really.
Yeah, I mean, in the whole grand scheme of things, it's you know, we're building toward these matches, and look, somebody's going to fucking lose, right? We know that, right? What else we got?
Another six-man tag after that.
Go through that lineup. How many fucking six-man tags we got?
Well, there's seven matches on the card. So,
how many are six-man tags?
As far as six-man tags, we've got one, two, and this is the third one, which is the semi-main event before the big elimination match. We've got Kushida, Hiroshi Tanahashi, and Michael Elgin. That's a great team. Taking on El Desperado, Iizuka, and Minoru Suzuki. I can't wait.
Hoo-wee. I can wait. I can wait for that. Oh,
that's our Halloween costume, remember?
I remember
that. You're Iizuka and I'm Taka.
Yeah. I can't wait for that. That's going to be good. Boy, am I looking forward to this match?
Sure you are.
Am I?
Why not? Tanahashi's going to come out with the load hair, and we're going to see Iizuka come out with the
what hair?
The load hair. Remember, I referenced hair. Metallica?
Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure we're clear on what exactly is going on there. Okay.
It's the load reload era hair.
Gotcha. All right. I'm with you now. I like the idea of Kushida, Elgin, and Tanahashi. I do like that. I can't say I'm particularly thrilled with the Suzuki Goon side. I think this is El Desperado. El Desperado's not taking a fall because he's got a program with Kushida, right?
Right. I think there's nobody on the Kushida side that can really afford to take a fall. I think Iizuka's got to take the fall.
I think Kushida's taking a fall.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I absolutely do. I mean, you got to build up El Desperado.
Yeah, but
they make him strong.
Yeah,
so he
gets
in over Kushida, who's the junior on that team, right?
Right. But they have a match.
Right. That's fine.
At Destruction.
Right. Again, we're doing this again. We had this conversation before. The reason why Kushida is taking the fall is to make El Desperado more of a potential threat to Kushida's title. Right. That's why he's getting the pinfall. And that's why Kushida's losing. And again, Kushida's the junior on the team. Sorry. I mean, I hate to say it, but I think that's the way. Elgin's not taking the fucking fall.
I would have Elgin pin Iizuka.
Well, you could do that because Iizuka's completely, meaningless.
He's got nothing to lose.
He really doesn't.
I say use this since the first show is for the Never title, the first Destruction show. Use this as a launching pad for Elgin. Have him pin Iizuka and, he goes into the Suzuki match strong.
I got no problem with that. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but I got no problem with what you're laying out. What you're bringing to the table, Colin. I'm good.
You're picking up what I'm putting down.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. That's just what I'm trying to say.
All right.
I would have no problem with that. And again, because Iizuka is, what the fuck is he doing? Does he have a program with anybody? Or is he just running through crowds?
I think that this is his first match, actually, since the injury.
Nah, he came back. That was just nonsense. He wasn't in a match, was he?
No, I don't think he wrestled since then. I could be wrong. I'm probably wrong, but
I thought, who cares? If anybody tweets us, no, Iizuka wasn't. Who cares, right?
And then of course there's the elimination match, which is the main event, which we discussed. And on NJPW's official English website, they have like a comment section at the end where you can comment via Facebook. There is one lone comment here, and it's the greatest thing ever. And
get
it's from some dude in India, and it just says, "I love elimination match."
I love elimination match.
And I agree.
I'm with him. Listen.
Right?
We're echoing those feelings as well. I love an old school style elimination match. You can't beat it. It makes it fun. Now, that's the seventh, right?
Yeah, that's the seventh. After that is the ninth, the second Korakuen show.
Okay. What we got for that? What's the main event there? Is it the same? Don't tell me it's the same fucking Chaos LIJ.
No, it's not Chaos LIJ. So the main event for that is we're going to see the team of Ricochet, Taguchi, Kushida, Tanahashi, and Elgin.
Totally fucking down. Go ahead.
Yeah. Taking on
Tai
Chi, Kanemaru, El Desperado, Iizuka, and Minoru Suzuki.
Oh, you ruined it.
Sorry.
That fucking Christ almighty. I mean, here's the thing, too. You're not even giving me the best of Suzuki. I mean, you give me Lance Archer, give me Davey Boy in there, and eliminate two other of those bozos, and I think I would be much more thrilled with that main event, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's safe to say. Yeah, you know what? Take out El Desperado and Azuka, put in KES, and that would make it much better.
That would absolutely make that match my interest level would spike.
Well, here's the thing though. They are already wrestling on that card in a you guessed it, 6-man tag.
With who?
so it's them and Taka taking on War Machine and Makabe.
War Machine and Makabe.
That's a good trio, right?
That's a future never.
Yes.
Hey, where the fuck are the never belts? Quickly, who has the never belts?
I want to say.
I have no fucking idea. I'm going to be honest with you right now. I have no fucking
Damon,
idea.
I have no clue. I'm not even going to beat around the bush. I have no earthly idea who the never trios champs are at this point.
All right, look it up. Can you Google it quickly?
Yeah, sure. Since it's so important.
In. Like, normally we would fucking edit this shit out. This stays in. This is how meaningless these fucking belts are.
Yeah, I'm not editing this one out.
Is it Taguchi? Is it Team Taguchi?
Well, let's see here. The never openweight 6-man tag team champions.
Yes.
Are Bushi, yes. Evil, and Sonata.
Oh yeah, you know what? They're the longest reign.
Not only that, they are in their third reign.
Yeah.
As never trios champs.
That's actually a pretty bad job by us. We should have fucking known that.
But when you put it into the grand scheme of things, like, what was the last time we saw those titles defended?
I don't know. We'd have to go on Cage Match to look it up. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, oh, these never belts stink.
I bet the majority of our listeners really had to think about it.
I'm going to say yes. I'm hoping that the majority of our listeners had to pause. There was a moment of at least reflection of, all right, who the fuck has these belts?
And if not, we'll get angry tweets, deal with, and you will not.
Exactly. That's what you do best.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. I'll be like, get up the street.
So
get up the street.
So it sounds like you're not too psyched about this elimination match here because of the Suzuki factor.
Yeah. Yeah, that Suzuki team. Yeah, that deflated the fucking balloon right there. It could have been really good. That could have been really good, but listen, it might still be good. Don't get me wrong. But man, a lot of those guys, I don't give a flying fuck about.
Let's go through the rest of the card here quickly for this Korakuen show on the 9th. So it's going to open up with a 6-man tag. This is chock full of 6-man tags, by the way. We got Oka, Kawato, and Nagata taking on Umino, Kitamura, and Nakanishi.
It seems, we're just adding another young line to the mix, right?
Pretty much.
It's basically the same fucking match we saw earlier, or, you know, the night before, the show before.
That won't make it any less enjoyable.
I think you're getting... just rewind and play what we talked about the fucking match before.
Honestly, like, the Young Lion stuff, I feel, on these cards, I'm looking forward to that, like, second most.
Yeah. I enjoy them. I do. I think this crop is really, really fun. Man, there's a lot of multi-man tags here. You know what? We opened the show saying, you just got to take it with a grain of salt. You don't want to give away the, golden goose. And now we're going through this goddamn lineup. I'm like, how many fucking multi-man tags can you have on one or two shows?
I've got another one for you. I've got an 8-man tag.
Holy fuck.
We've got Jado, Beretta, Yoshihashi, and Goto. God.
What? Jado?
Yep.
Like, can I be honest here?
Be honest.
Why the fuck is Jado on these shows?
I don't know.
Do we really need to have Jado on these shows?
No.
I mean, come on. We're shoehorning in multi-man tags.
Like, do you think we're going to see Jado and Ghetto in the junior tag tournament?
No, but...
is that still happening?
Oh, yeah, I think so, right? Why wouldn't it?
I just haven't heard any buzz about it, really.
I mean, it's hard to get buzz for that.
I've heard more people talking about the World Tag League, which I think starts on November 12th.
Yeah, it's like the last big thing before the Dome.
I have some ideas for that, by the way.
Like what?
Like, don't put anybody in the World Tag League that the viewers know that there's absolutely no chance in hell that they're going to be in the Dome tag match. Like, don't fucking put Okada in there. He's not going to be in the tag. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. I honestly 100% agree with
that.
Why
can't they get some guys from some other, like, get some All Japan guys. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I know for a fact that they are talking with, I don't know if it was announced or not. I think it was. I think maybe even Meltzer had mentioned something about it, that Matt Riddle was going to be in the tag league this year.
I'm down with that. I'm a big Matt Riddle guy.
I think it's Jeff Cobb and Matt Riddle.
Damn it. I just got the biggest... Biggest hard on right now.
Yeah, you like that,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I chubbed up really quick.
I think Meltzer mentioned that. And I had heard that actually maybe it was right around the same time. Maybe I'm confusing some things. But, yeah, I'm kind of looking online now. And, yep, Meltzer did mention it on the Observer Radio that they're working the tag league, and I'm reading a comment almost like it's a tryout to see how they do in New Japan, blah blah blah.
And that's great, but don't put Okada and Yoshihashi. I don't want to see that team. I really don't.
I agree. Those Naito and Bushi.
Yeah, no.
Right. Okay.
All no. Right. Now you can do Evil and Sonata because that's more conceivable than the Naito team making it to the finals. You know what I mean?
I agree 100%. It's
KES, put them in there. Put like Evil and Goto in there. Like they can make
War
this.
War Machine, obviously.
Yeah,
G.O.D.
Yeah. They can make this a very entertaining World Tag League.
Know what they should do too, and to make the Junior one a little bit more interesting.
What's that?
Is the winner of the Junior one be in the World Tag League? Like that's kind of like they get their little trophy. They get their fucking horseshit award for winning the tournament, which. But as an extra bonus, have them compete in the World Tag League.
In that case, I demand that the Young Bucks win the Junior Tag League.
Well, who it was Trent and Rocky won it last year, right?
Yeah, because they were in the Dome
match.
Remember,
they got those shitty fucking trophies.
I don't remember what the trophies look like, but I'll take your word for it that they were
shitty. Like little handheld trophies. You know how usually, Japanese promotions are always awesome. Like when somebody won a big match, all the trophies that would be brought in with the ribbon and all the pomp.
The ice ribbon.
The whole promotion they own now. Like even Trent tweeted out something. I remember seeing something along those lines where he's just like, look at our shitty fucking trophies. Literally, you could hold them in their hands. They were like little trophies.
They're junior-sized trophies.
Ah, now it all makes sense. Now it all makes sense. All right, but yeah, that's food for thought.
I'd be down with that. I mean, but again, at that point, just go with their idea of merging these two divisions. Just combine the undisputed IWGP tag team titles.
Right. I mean, they have plenty of teams that they can draw from. I mean, Briscoes, you're bringing them back?
I hope so.
Okay. I mean, it's a thought. You got Fale and somebody, right? Fale and or maybe even a Hangman. Well, they're not going to bring in Cody Rhodes for the fucking tag tournament.
No.
Although I would have, again, I said it before, I have zero problem with Cody Rhodes in a tag team.
I don't think as ROH champion, though, like he's going to be in Japan for an entire month.
Right. That's right. For the World Tag League, that ain't fucking happening.
No.
But Fale and somebody, right? You figure Fale and like Takahashi?
Fale and Tama Tonga would have been such a good tag team.
I kind of agree with that.
That would have been so great, but...
But you'll have G.O.D. in there, and you'll have War Machine, and you'll have, all those other clowns. I'm sure you think a Taguchi Japan representative would be in there, 19 Taguchi Japan.
What heavyweights are even in Taguchi Japan? Like Juice?
Juice and...
Is Tanahashi in Taguchi Japan?
Not officially, I don't think. I mean, listen, they have a... They have an open door policy there.
Yeah, it's a very loose.
You get a fucking warm up jacket, you get the fucking glasses, and you're in. I think Mike Fager is an official member of TKG Japan.
You know, a team I would love. They'll never do this because neither guy can really take the fall, I guess. But a Tanahashi Elgin team in the World Tag League.
They did that, yeah. I mean, it's Elgin's first year, right?
Yeah, but like now, I don't think they can necessarily do it.
Yeah, you need somebody to take the fall.
But yeah,
but getting back to your original point, I 100% agree that the Naitos, even the Tanahashis, to be quite truthful,
four in the World Tag League is what we're saying. No big
right,
four.
I don't want to see Omega in the fucking World Tag League. You know what I mean? It's just not going to fucking happen. It is the worst tournament too because
it doesn't have to be.
Well, it doesn't have to be, but like by the time the finals are there, you already know the dome show. Like you pretty much know the dome show before. It's just process of elimination. You're like, all right, this team can't possibly win. This team can't possibly win. Like, you're eliminating probably a good 6 or 7 teams because there's no – just like you said, there's no fucking way they could possibly win because they get bigger fish to fry at the dome.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, I think, like, the general consensus with that tournament is like, who cares?
You know who's going to win. It is a horseshit. And it used to be great, man. It used to be so important. Now it's really – I feel like it's one of those –
it's a break.
Just get me to the dome. Yeah, just get me to the dome. Just get me to the dome. All right. So, again, we have 75. We're all over the map today, too. We're going to get so much complaints. We have how many multi-man tags do we have in this fucking show?
On this show, on the 9th, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, and plus the elimination match. So, really 5 multi-man tags here on this show on the 9th.
Wow, and that's the entire show, like 5 matches?
No.
What am I doing? What's wrong?
There
what
are some regular tag matches mixed in here. For example, actually, this is a really cool tag match. I think Rocky Romero and Will Ospreay versus Takahashi and Ibushi. Or excuse me, Hiromu
Takahashi and Ibushi.
No.
I would be like, wow.
I misspoke. Hiromu Takahashi and Bushi.
We're gonna get angry tweets, by the way.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. Ibushi is on my mind. I'm still thinking about that, Matt. That tag match with Okada.
All right. So what is it? I'm sorry. I stepped all over you.
Yeah. So it's Romero and Ospreay versus Takahashi and Bushi.
Okay.
With the mask and the mist.
Yeah. Mist. it's not bad. That's not bad.
I think that's fun.
Match. Rocky and Will.
Yeah. Hmm. Will Ospreay, who is going to be residing in Australia now.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah, so he's very high on a lot of the talent and the wrestling scene down there in Australia. Which, you know, if anybody's going to have his finger on the pulse of, you know, what's hot and what's growing, I think a guy like Will Ospreay would. He was just down there. Look, it's a nice place to live. I can't, you know, I was there. Fucking had a great time. Looking to relocate. From a travel perspective, though, isn't that like the toughest place to live? Like, if you're going to grow roots, you're in an airplane a lot. Still, if I'm not mistaken, it's still like a 7 or 8 hour flight from Sydney to Tokyo.
Well, look,
right?
how far away is New Zealand from Australia?
Not far. It's like right hop and a skip.
Okay, Fale still lives in New Zealand. And
yeah, but Fale's not going to fucking Rev Pro, too. And he's not,
that's
doing,
a good
he's not
point.
Doing, yeah, he's not doing nearly as much indie stuff that Ospreay is. Ospreay seems like he's on a goddamn plane every you know chance he gets and working wherever he can.
That's that's the complete opposite of what I would do if I was a pro wrestler. Man, I would be inking that TNA contract so fast. I'm like, oh man, I have to wrestle like twice a year, right, and I get 6 figures. This is great.
Right at a casino in the middle of Allentown. Right.
Oh yeah, I'm down, Damon. That would be me if I was a pro wrestler.
It does seem like Will Ospreay's got it wrong. You know, he's really making it difficult on himself.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, listen, he has to have a lot of confidence in what's going on down there. Because, again, you think about that. You got to travel an ocean either way, right?
Yeah.
To get to the States, that's still a 14-hour flight, right? To get to, like, Dallas, Los Angeles, I would, maybe shave off an hour or two. I mean, that's nothing. And then to get to England, holy fuck. That's you're on an airplane for a day.
Well, look, he's a young guy. He's got a lot of energy.
Sure does.
And he certainly, I don't think you're going to disagree. He's one of the best in the world.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's you know, at least one of the best juniors in the world.
I think he's one of the best in the world.
You think he's top 10?
Yeah.
I don't think he's top 10.
Okay.
I mean, and that's no knock. I mean, I'm saying top 10 wrestlers in the entire world. I'm not putting Will Ospreay in the top 10. I'm putting Will Ospreay probably in the top 25, maybe.
That's not fair.
Not top 10. I mean, seriously. Don't make me do this, but I'm going to do this. And again, it is taste and it is preference, but I don't think – I can think five guys without even fucking batting an eye that I'm taking over Will Ospreay.
Jinder Mahal. Right?
Number one.
I think so. Hey, he's the champion.
The modern day. If they say that one more time, I swear to God, they really love to beat the fuck out of a catchphrase.
Hey, they love that shit.
Oh, they do.
It's about branding, Damon.
Oh, it's about putting smiles on faces, Colin. That's what it's about. It's about making movies and telling stories.
Speaking about putting smiles on faces, you know what I think puts a smile on a lot of our listeners' faces?
Porn.
Yes. A porn hub, of course, naturally. But also, when you get a package delivered right to your doorstep full of authentic Japanese merchandise straight from Japan, I think that's going to put a smile on my face. And you know who can do that?
Colin, I got a strange feeling you're going to say gaijincollectibles.com.
That is right. Our good friends from gaijincollectibles.com, shipping authentic Japanese merchandise straight to your door right from Japan. You can't beat it.
No, you can't, of course. It's a no-brainer at this point, right? You go online, you shoot them an email, and you let them know what you need and want, and you range on the price, and boom, there you go. You got yourself a nice little surprise one day. Is there nothing better? You order something and you come home, you got that little box in your front step, right? And you're like, oh, what was that? Oh, that's there it is, Gaijin Collectibles. My stuff is here. And it's easy and simple and hassle-free. And again, we couldn't recommend them highly enough here on the PureCast. We appreciate everything the good friends at Gaijin Collectible does for us. And to you as well. So again, if you're looking for the t-shirts, you're looking for those banner towels, which are sharp as hell. If you're looking for programs or magazines or trading cards, those Bushiroad cards. Is it Bushiroad? Bushiroad cards. Look, you know what I'm talking about. And you know where to go at this point. It's a no-brainer. It's gaijincollectibles.com. That's where Damon goes for all his stuff, and I recommend them highly. Thank you, and Godspeed.
Alrighty, two more matches just to mention here on this Corican show before we get into the meat and potatoes on the first Destruction card. Finley and Juice taking on Chase and Omega.
Finley, Juice, Chase, Omega.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Juice is...
Well, look, it's either going to be Pulp Friction on Chase Owens or One-Winged Angel on Finley.
I'm going One-Winged Angel.
I think Finley, I am, too.
Yeah, I mean, listen, of anybody in that match, I think you're looking at, you know, if you're looking at a pecking order, Finley's at the bottom of that pile. So, yeah, I think he's eating a one-winged, and that'll be that. And then there's your famous stare down. I'm sure we'll get a play. I'm sure these two nights you're going to get 5,000 stare downs with somebody holding a belt in the air. All right, you know that's happening. So, yeah, okay, I'm good with that. I think it's going to be a good match. I think those guys in there will work very hard. Hopefully we don't get T-shirt Kenny. I think we get T-shirt Kenny though.
And finally, the semi-main here before the elimination match. A match that could be very good except for one cog in the wheel. We've got Naito, Evil, and Sonata. Right? Good team, right?
Sure.
Taking on Okada, Ishii, and... What could possibly ruin this, Damon?
Not Jano.
Toru Yano.
Toru Yano, your favorite. Yeah, it does kind of ruin it, doesn't it?
Even, like... If they would throw Yoshihashi in there in place of Yano, that'd be a much better match. But instead, oh, no, we're going to have to see break. So I'm so sick of that.
The turnbuckle, the padding.
It's such old hat.
Yeah.
And I know I'm really offending a lot of the Yano fans, because trust me, there are Yano fans.
Oh, there are. Listen, there's fans of everything. I mean, you'd be surprised what people are enjoy.
I just thought of it. Never mind. Go ahead.
I know. Look at my internet browsing history. You'd be shocked. The problem, I guess, I have really is you're right. You could stick anybody else in there and that match would be considerably better. And I know what Yano brings to the table, and I just don't think it's appropriate for that match. Right? Like, no. I just feel like I don't think the comedy is something that you need in that particular match. That's a little bit of a spotlight match, right?
It is a spotlight match.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a semi-main event.
Yeah, do we want the comedy there? Like comedy before intermission? Okay, it's fucking, you know. That's a big spotlight match, and I don't know if I really want the comedy there.
And if you're looking for somebody on the chaos side to take a fall, I mean, you know, certainly Yano's your guy, but Yoshihashi could be that guy too.
Yeah, look, you got a lot you can pick from. I mean, yeah. let's be real here. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of down on that choice. To be honest with you, I'm kind of down on that choice. I don't think the comedy is what we're looking for in that match. But all right, you know, look. It's a Road 2 show. Why are we getting all worked up over them?
Which leads us to Destruction in Fukushima on Sunday, September 10th. Let's dig into this card here.
This honestly, the main event I like a lot. And truth be told, I don't really know a lot of the undercard. So you're giving this to me raw. You're giving it to me raw like sushi. And I'm kind of curious to see how they stretch out these three shows.
I think a lot of the undercard, I don't want to say every match, but a lot of the matches are pretty tasty. First match, Young Lion action, Kawato and Yuji Nagata versus Umino and Nakanishi. So we got two Young Lions and two dads.
Yeah, I feel like we've seen these, you know, not for nothing. This is
like the third time we're seeing this now.
Right. Yeah. In what, 7 days?
Yeah. In the span of a week.
That's a lot. There's only how creative can they possibly fucking be?
I think that the next match after that is kind of more interesting because it is two Young Lions versus two New Japan seasoned New Japan veterans. We got Kitamura and Oka taking on Yoshihashi and Goto.
Yeah.
Damon's hand waving that one.
I can't tell you that I'm super thrilled that. Look, keep it in the 8 minute range. I'll be happy. Right? Let's keep it in the 8 minute range. I can't say I'm super thrilled.
The next match after that, I'm just going to be quite blunt. I think it's going to suck.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't really care. Jado and Beretta taking on Chase Owens and Yujiro.
Wow.
I have zero interest in seeing that. Poor Beretta.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I mean, no disrespect to Chase Owens or anybody else, but. I mean, really? Look at what we're looking at here, Jado.
Yeah, what's the fucking point of this match?
I don't think there is any point because, you know, we were booking this thing like we're going, we're starting like a Beretta Bad Luck Fale feud here. I guess not.
Yeah.
Oh man,
we got him fucking pinning Fale for Christ's sake.
You don't think that they're gonna do this thing where like Beretta just. Loses for a while, do you? Because I don't want to see that.
I'm not going to lie.
Is that the vibe you get from looking at these cards?
Well, look at it this way. Look at Finley, right? Look at Juice. Eventually I think there's going to be a corner that is turned, but it's not going to happen immediately. I don't think.
Beretta's been around for a while though, man.
As a junior.
Yeah.
There is that line in the sand, Colin. There is that line in the sand. And again, I just look at a David Finley. And even the guys that make that transition, even look at Makabe. You know, it's not like he, you know, went from a guy like Goto. That's a slow fucking burn. I mean, I understand these guys are Japanese and they're homegrown and they're, you know, but. It's not an overnight thing. It's not like, oh, I'm a heavyweight now and I'm turning it on. Look at Juice. Juice, it took a good solid year at least, right?
Yeah, it did take a while for Juice, and it took a while for us to turn the corner on Juice, quite frankly.
Right. I mean, and again, that is a different situation, mind you. But, I mean, the only guy that I can really kind of maybe give it that where it wasn't that much of a slow burn, but it wasn't super fast, is maybe Devitt. Maybe Devitt.
Yeah, I mean, Devitt, you know, he was in the G1. He was the leader of the Bullet Club.
Yeah, but the Bullet Club then isn't the Bullet Club now, right?
Some might argue that the Bullet Club then is
better,
far superior to the Bullet Club now. But I digress.
I'm really trying to really rack my brain to think of anybody that they hotshotted up there. But I don't think they're going to do it. I think I'm going to say this. I think everybody needs to be a little patient, and this is me saying it, mind you. We need to be a little patient on Trent. Don't be disappointed. Don't lose faith in Trent just because he's not starting out with the world on fire. I think he's going to lose more than he's going to win in the beginning.
Hey, just remember the wise words of Axl Rose.
Welcome to the jungle? That's weird.
Yes, exactly.
That's totally
inappropriate. No, all you need is just a little patience, Damon. Something we don't have.
No, we don't. But I don't. Anyway.
We need to learn it. This next match is a 10-man tag. I feel like we've seen this twice now.
10-man tag?
Yeah. So we have a 10-man tag. I swear to God, we just saw this. It's Ricochet, Taguchi, Kushida, Makabe, and Tanahashi taking on Taichi, Kanemaru, El Desperado, Taka Michinoku, and Iizuka.
I feel like I'm like this show is Groundhog's Day.
This is okay. So this is very similar to the 10-man tag from the 9th.
Right.
We're adding Makabe, okay, in place of Elgin.
Okay.
And we're taking out Suzuki on the other side and sticking in Taka. That's all it is. It's the same damn match from the 9th.
Yeah, it's the same fucking thing. Look, we do a New Japan podcast.
We do.
And we love this product like no one's business, right? This is our passion.
This is true.
We get to, but I can't believe literally an hour ago we were like, just be patient. You know, there's a reason why we're doing these multi-man tags. Colin, I'm multi-man fucking tagged out. This week I'm going to be multi-man tagged out.
Yeah. I know what you mean, but.
Can we have a smattering of, like, even if we had a smattering of these matches, Colin, this is all we're getting for a fucking week.
How about the rematch that everyone's clamoring for, Nakanishi versus Yuji Nagata? They could throw that on one of these cards. I'd be down.
I don't understand the idea of not just break it. Well, again, I'm sitting here like a mental patient because I said you know, mere minutes ago, you know, we need patience and we need, there's a reason why we're doing this and it saves on their body and all this. But man, the other side of the coin is they do test your patience with these multi-man tags.
Well,
they really do.
Maybe a three-way tag for the IWGP heavyweight tag titles will cure what ails you.
No, it doesn't.
War Machine, the champions, defending against G.O.D., and KES. Call me crazy, but call me maybe. I'm feeling a KES run here with the titles. I don't know.
Yeah, I think like I said, I think they were groomed for the belts and the titles. You know, Dash area, you know, that Dash period, right? And then the injury occurred to Lance. So I really think that, you know, the G.O.D. thing and the War Machine thing, that was just buying time.
Isn't that life, though, really? You're just buying time. You're just killing time.
No, you make the most out of every moment, Colin. That's my motto.
All this is killing time, Damon. That's all it is.
Listen, all I'm doing is killing my liver. I can't believe what I put my body through. Like
I can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Do you think it's just I'm just trying to drown out sorrows and pain? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I think that there's plenty of emotions in your unconscious that are too frightening for you to deal with. So you numb them.
Wow. This is a fucking Rick and Morty moment.
I'm just saying.
All right. Listen, I can't doubt that. All right.
I love how we transitioned from that.
What's that?
I love how we just transitioned so quickly from the psychoanalysis of Damon.
Literally, I'm on the couch and I'm off the couch.
Just fucking talking about these nonsense tag matches.
I'm talking about maybe the most deep-rooted things in my head. And we transition to, what do you think about this fucking G.O.D. match?
Hey, I think KES is walking away with the title. How about that Davey Boy Smith Jr.?
Coping mechanisms. All right, look. To be honest with you, I feel as though this can be I'm not trying to get out of an opinion here, but this can either be a total and utter clusterfuck, or this could be a really good match.
Do you think that there's going to be any foul language in this match?
Do you think you might hear some potty mouth from these guys?
I think there might be a few MFers and whatnot. You know, language that we don't say on this podcast, of course.
Okay, listen, I would never resort to that. I remember one person critiqued our show, and they were like, they just randomly curse. Like, and that is true. Sometimes I listen back, and I'm like, do I have Tourette's?
Another thing to bring up in your sessions.
It is. It's almost like curse words to me are almost like just transitional words. You know, they're like conjunctions to me.
You know what? I think it's a Northeast thing, really.
I think so too. You know what? I think you're probably right about that. It is because we can find a way to put fuck in, a verb, a conjunction, like any. What's the word I'm looking for? Word form? Is that the word I'm looking for?
No, sure.
Yeah. G.O.D. War Machine. KES. Again, this could either be a really great match or a complete and utter clusterfuck. Truth be told, Colin, I'm leaning toward clusterfuck.
I think
there's too much nonsense going on in this match.
I'm going to be so bold as to say I think that the ceiling for this match is like 3 stars.
Yeah,
three and a quarter.
I don't put that on War Machine. No, I don't put that on KES either.
No,
I would love to see a KES War Machine match. You know what? Now that I think back, I saw a War Machine KES match in Brooklyn at one of the outdoor shows. At the baseball stadium.
That was a couple of years ago.
It was.
It was on my birthday, actually, 2 years ago.
I think you're correct. I saw that match, and it was good. It was real good.
Too bad it wasn't just War Machine and KES, huh?
You needed that G.O.D. thrown in there, right? So anyway, yeah, I saw that. That was a real good match. I really wish that's what we're looking at here. I don't understand why we needed to do the three-way dance. But we are. It is. I can't say I'm super thrilled. We'll see what happens. I'm leaning toward clusterfuck. You think there's going to be a title change?
Yeah. I'm saying KES walks away with the straps.
I feel the same way. I think we see straps being new champions crowned. That's what I'm trying to say, Colin.
Well, listen, I want to say that the card kind of goes up from here. Another tag match, Finley and Juice. Okay, taking on Fale and Omega.
Finley and Juice.
Yeah.
Fale and Omega.
Finley and Juice, like there's a tag team, in my opinion. I know I don't mean to go back to this World Tag League talk, but fuck, throw them in. That's interesting, to me, at least.
Yeah.
Finley and Juice, that's a good tag team. Two competent workers.
That is.
God damn.
I'm down with that. Listen, I'm down with that. That's
who can we talk to?
I know. How can we make that happen for poor Finley? Throw him a fucking bone. I'm down with that. Totally cool with that.
We need to start a movement here with this. Make the World Tag League great again. We're going to get hats, red hats made.
I think you're onto something.
We're going to go creative. On a speaking tour.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. You know, listen, I like to take a little credit for, and when I say this show, let's get a little credit. We were behind this Trent bandwagon for a while, right?
Yeah, he was super underrated.
Yeah, we kind of pushed for that to happen. So maybe people listen. Maybe people, maybe we have somebody's ear and we can help Finley out. And
unfortunately, Finley's probably going to be taking the fall in this match.
Right, I think you're right. But listen, let's help out. Let's get that cause. Somebody who's got the Twitter skills. Let's get that fucking trending. That's what they call it, right, Colin? Let's get that trending.
Yes, yes. Hashtag
save Finley.
Yeah, yeah. Hashtag save Finley.
Save Finley. All right. What else we got?
This next tag match should be fucking great. Let me tell you something. I cannot wait for this.
Okay.
We've got the tag team of Will Ospreay and Tomohiro Ishii.
Now I like that.
That's the tag team I see in my dreams. Taking on Takahashi and Naito. Oh.
Whoa.
This is
ooh.
Here's a steak for you to sink your teeth into right here with a big fucking glass of Cabernet. And
can you fucking repeat that slowly for me?
So we got Will Ospreay and Tomohiro Ishii.
Yeah.
Taking on Hiromu Takahashi and Tetsuya Naito.
Oh.
Are you out of your mind? God damn.
That's nice. That's fucking nice.
That's like some Ashley Graham level tag action there.
What?
Never mind. Some of our listeners will get it.
All right. I don't know what the fuck that went. All I know is that's nice. I'm at a 10 for that. I'm not gonna lie.
Man, if you give them look at the very least, they this has to go 15 minutes, please. Give me 15.
Colin, this potentially has
match of the year written over it.
Potentially that on paper.
Yeah.
That may be one of the fucking sexiest matchups I've heard in quite a while.
Oh man, please. I'm begging them for them to just in order for this match to go 15 minutes, just shave off some time from like, I don't know, one of the Young Lion matches or something. Just shave off some time from something else on this card.
It has to go over 10, right?
It has to go. I'm giving it a minimum of 15 minutes for this to be like something special. Ideally, I would love it to go 20. I don't think that's going to happen.
Where is this placed on the card?
There's two more matches, so it's third from the last.
All right, so it's after intermission.
Yep.
We'll give it a little time. They'll give it a little time, right?
I hope so.
Oh man, I'll tell you what, I am so fucking excited for that.
I told you.
That makes up for all the nonsense.
I think so
that
too.
That makes up for all the fucking nonsense. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest.
You give us 15 minutes with this match. I forgive all the Azuka action and all the GOD action.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, this is like this is worth it.
Yeah, this is.
This is worth it. We're sitting here, we're just, you know.
Like four of my guys here in the same ring.
This really does have potential. All right, let's stop our masturbation here. And
I'm sorry, I was.
I know. I mean, seriously. But I'm not going to lie. This to me, that matchup is, you know, aside from the singles matches in G1, it's been a while since I got something like that. Like something as creatively, the potential of just greatness and new and fresh matchup. I'm digging it, man. I'm really fucking digging that the concept of this match. Please give it time. All right, enough of that. All right, good. What else we got?
Speaking of
that's going to be hard to beat, by the way.
Yeah, that is going to be really hard to beat. Speaking of the Never Trios titles, we're going to see the champions defend here. So it's LIJ defending against, and get a load of this team. We got Rocky Romero, Toru Yano, and Kazuchika Okada. Now, Damon, the tradition here on the PuroCast is whenever you ask me my prediction for the Never Trios match, I always go with the title change, and this show will be no different. I'm saying Okada, Yano, Romero, your new Never Trios champions.
There's no fucking way.
Why not? Fuck it.
Right. Why not?
Why not?
I mean, it is the nonsense Never titles. You really think they're going to give the you honestly, truly, in your heart of hearts, think that they're going to rock Okada with the fucking Never belt?
Yeah, Okada is going to be a double champion in the year of 2017. Wouldn't that be the icing on the cake, Damon?
It would be for his year. It would be. I'm going to say no. But look, crazier things have fucking happened when it comes to these titles. So. I'm not gonna completely hand wave it, but
I'm saying Rainmaker on Bushi.
Wow. All right. Listen, if it happens, you're the fucking man. Do we still have that contest?
Contest? What?
You know, that contest.
Oh, the Doc Gallows challenge?
No. Somebody actually wanted to do that, by the way.
I know. I did see one person. Nobody else was brave enough.
No, you had to pick like the next champion.
So
nobody's picked that team, right?
You know what? I think that contest actually ended because there was a Never Trios title match like not too long ago before this one that's upcoming, and I think that was kind of like the cutoff point. I'm just making up these rules as I talk,
right,
by the way.
Right. We make up the rules as we go along.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody picked that team. All right.
No,
so
no,
you're saying
no,
title
nobody,
change. I'm saying no way.
Look, if you picked that team, okay, I'll give you this. If you pick that team, please find the tweet, screenshot it, send it to me. And if these guys win, then you'll get a fabulous prize.
You'll get something. I you know what? I promised a couple people some shit. I have to get them. I haven't mailed up shit, so you know who you are. Who I promised you shit. So if you're expecting something, it's coming. All right, so leave it at that.
Wow.
A lot, how about that for a little hidden message? No, it's because there's like and who cares? All right, keep going. The problem is that I'm distracted by the Snapchat shit. Sorry.
Get off delete that account. I don't want you on any social media in general. It's
why?
Look, you can keep Facebook.
Here's the problem with the Snapchat, man.
What?
You can't fucking screenshot anything.
What do you need to screenshot?
If I showed you some of this
Jesus,
shit.
You're like, oh my god. All right.
Some loyal fans.
main event.
All right.
Suzuki defending against Elgin. This is for the NEVER title. My hope. Look, I was really psyched for their match going into the G1, and it kind of didn't deliver for me. I want this to make up for that G1 match because on paper, man, Suzuki versus Elgin. I mean, I feel like these are two opponents that are like. Sort of tailor made for each other. I think Suzuki working with Elgin, that's some old school Puderesu stuff right there. I've always said from the beginning that the NEVER title, that would be a great title for Elgin to hold. So look, just give me no Suzuki goon shenanigans antics. Give me a clean Elgin victory. Make this go about 20 minutes. I think we're looking at a 4.5-star match here if all goes well.
Well, that's the key. I mean, we don't want shenanigans. Do you think what's the probability level in your heart of hearts of nonsense?
Oh,
you think we're going to see some nonsense here, or do you think we're getting a solid no nonsense match?
I think it's about 70% that we see shenanigans here. However, that's the Okada Suzuki match that we saw at not only at G1 but in February of this past year.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think there were any shenanigans during either of those two matches.
Maybe limited. Maybe like a little bit of silliness.
Yeah,
right?
Like, look, if fucking Tai Chi wants to run through the ring here for 5 seconds, fine. But
right.
don't make it a huge part of the match. Please, just if you're gonna do it, have them run through, and you know, I don't know who could come out and help Elgin and chase the guys out of the ring.
You know, your Kushidas,
your
Tanahashi.
Yeah, right. Just do that, get it over really quick. But ideally, I want to see no interference. I want to see these guys give us a big, you know, meaty, hearty match here, which I know that they're capable of. I'm excited for this one.
Me too. The potential here is great. The second half of the show is really, I'm digging.
Yeah. Second half of the show. I mean, God, I'm going to say it again. Ospreay and Ishii versus Takahashi and Naito.
Yeah. And this match has potential to be great.
It does.
It has potential to be great. It
really does. Were you as let down by the G1 match as I was? I don't even remember what happened in that match. And that's sad.
Yeah. I think it's middle of the road. When you compare it to all the other great stuff that you got out of the G1, I think that might be, you know, you look at that match on paper and it's super sexy.
And I know that this year was exceptional, but even if you put this in like the 2015-16 G1, it still wouldn't have been that great.
I think you're selling it short. I think you're selling
maybe
it short.
Maybe I need to go back and rewatch it.
Go back and rewatch it because I think you're selling it short. But again, comparing it to all the other shit that was you know, given to us, it's it kind of falls in the middle somewhere. It gets lost in the shuffle.
All right. Well, that is your main event for the first Destruction show on September the 10th from Fukushima. Of course, we're going to be reviewing that entire show right here next Sunday. And after that, the next official Destruction show is in Hiroshima from... that's going to be on Saturday, September 16th. So it's going to be a week after this one. And main event for that one is going to be Tanahashi versus Zack Sabre, the rematch for the IC title. And of course, last but not least, at the end of the month on September 24th, Destruction in Kobe with the main event that I'm looking forward to above all out of all these Destruction events, Omega defending against Juice for the IWGP United States title. A match that I think a lot of people kind of had pegged for like a War of the Worlds show in Chicago. I know there was rumblings of that, of like, you know, creating a big star out of Juice in Chicago, but they're going with it here in Destruction. That's fine. I'm looking forward to that one the most. I don't know about you.
It's a singles match with Kenny Omega. It's a, you yeah. can't go wrong, right? So, and Juice has got a lot of momentum, and he's literally has a lot of juice going into the match. So yeah, there, no complaints. I think it'll be good. I don't think Juice, to me, it doesn't make much. I don't know. What do you tell me? You think Juice has a shot here?
No, I don't think he has any shot because I really believe in my heart of hearts that we're building up towards Omega defending against Ibushi at the Dome next year. Mm-hmm. Like I think like to me that's all but confirmed.
I mean, look, all signs point there, right? All yeah. signs point there. So, all right,
they've got to yeah. do it.
But they don't have to do shit.
Oh, I think they've got to do it.
Look, we've been waiting. Look, here's another thing, too. We've been waiting for years to kind of get the payoff for this. This talk about a slow burn. This has been a slow burn. They could, and it can mean nothing, right?
WWE would have had them wrestle at Backlash immediately.
But again, that's you know, that's what they do. So this, you know, we're hoping that these little nuggets pay off in the end, and everybody's kind of, you know, thinking all signs point that way. I mean, I do. I can't say that I don't, but you know, it doesn't mean nothing until it happens. That's what I'm going to go with. It doesn't mean nothing until it happens.
Very good, very good, eloquent closing statement there, Damon.
Thank you very much. Are we done?
Yeah, that is a wrap on today's PuroCast. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. I don't know. I don't know about you, Damon. I find like the most fun shows to do sometimes are like these Road 2 lead-ups, previewing some of these cards, speculating, analyzing. So I had a lot of fun today. I hope you did, Damon, and I hope that our listeners enjoyed today's broadcast.
Hopefully we gave them lots of food for thought, Colin, and we were able to get some discussion going, right? It's always fun to me when you wake up on a Monday morning and you see the discussion in various forums and you know, Reddit. That's always a pleasure. So hopefully we were able to do that for you guys here today. And yes, I do enjoy these. I always worry about these shows because I go into them thinking, we don't have enough to talk about. No fucking nothing to talk. What are we going to talk about? But yeah, we make it.
There's always something to talk about in the world of New Japan.
That is for sure, Colin. For sure. All right. Why don't we put a bow on this one, and I can nurse this hangover.
All righty. Here we go. So remember, NewJapanPuroCast.com, your one-stop shop for all things PuroCast. Subscribe to us on there. We're on iTunes, Stitcher. Follow us on social media, and also go to VoicesOfWrestling.com. We're up there every Monday afternoon. Lots of great content there for whatever you're into in pro wrestling or in life in general. On that note, we're going to be back here next week, same time, to talk about the Destruction in Fukushima show. So, for Damon McDonald, my name is Colin Miller. We'll catch you guys right here next week. Have a good one.